I'm Brenda Newbern with Visit Cape, here with the weekly rundown of what's happening in Cape Girardeau. Just a friendly reminder to keep an eye out for trick-or-treaters this week, especially while driving. Trick-or-treating wasn't common until the 1930s. Before then, Halloween traditions were mostly pranks, like soaping windows and egging houses. Many communities began handing out candy to kids going door to door, creating a more family-friendly holiday. By the early 1950s, the phrase trick-or-treat was showing up in Halloween specials of comics and cartoons like Charlie Brown and Donald Duck. In Cape Girardeau, the city does not regulate trick-or-treating, so there are no set hours, but it traditionally takes place on Halloween night, October the 31st, pending nice weather. If your kids are looking for a chance to try out their costumes before the big event, the Conservation Nature Center's Halloween Fishing Day presents that opportunity. Bring your superhero, princess, or ghost to the kids' pond at Cape County Park North from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. on Wednesday, October the 30th, to cast a line and hopefully reel in a keeper. Wind down from Halloween excitement with a little shopping on Saturday, November the 2nd, from 8 a.m. to noon at the Osage Center. The Fall Garage Sale boasts more than 70 booths full of unique and vintage pieces that just might fit your style. For more information about the happenings around Cape Girardeau, visit krcu.org. I'm Brenda Newbern, wishing you a happy Halloween, and thanks for joining me for All About Cape.